This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Let's read the two scriptures we read earlier, on which this we're going to continue next week. The Lord is restoring every good thing that you have missed. Yeah. Psalm 126 verse 1. The Bible says, when the Lord, oh, thank God, not if, when. Glory to God. When the Lord turned again, he has done it before, he will do it again. The captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Next verse. Then our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said, among the Eden, the Lord has done great things for them. There are testimonies that you don't need to share. All men around you can see it. Sarah said, all those who hear will rejoice with me. There are news that they will spread by themselves because they are unique. In the name of Jesus Christ, something is going to happen in your life. That all who hear will rejoice with you. The news will spread. In the name of Jesus Christ. The next verse is in Joel 2. We started from 25. Maybe we just stay with that verse a little so that Joel 2:25. The Bible says, and I will restore. It's a promise. The Lord said, I will restore. That word, I will restore, whatever you find more than once in the Bible. Jeremiah 30:17. Again, the Lord is saying something similar to this one there. He said, I will restore. Jeremiah 30:17. I will restore health to you. So again, I will restore. God bless you. You can have your seat. When the Lord, so restore the captivity of Zion. I will employ everybody to get the message of first service. Because I won't preach for long now, but I think I spent a bit of time for service. One of the things that we should know, which is the foundation for what we're talking about. I mentioned about three things that I said we'll build on. Number one, the mindset of a Christian is to, you must have this mindset that God is a restorer. That's why I say, I will. It is in his nature to restore. And because without faith, I think we ended first service on that note, it is impossible to please God. And the part of God, the revelation that you have, will determine the manifestation of God that you see. And one of the many revelations of God you must have is that God is a restorer. What that leads to is that there will be an understanding, an unshaking understanding of the fact that the story can never end in defeat. Because there is restoration. So if for any reason as a Christian you lose something, and I say for service, because of human frailty, because of an imperfect world that we live in, missing opportunities is inevitable. At times because people are myopic. At times because people are not led by the Spirit of God. And I give a lot of examples. Here is a guy. And this has happened even in this church about 3-4 times. But I remember when in the rest of Ibadan, it happened more. That somebody, one guy will play around. There is a girl, beautiful, spirit-filled, brilliant. But for some reasons, you have watched too many films. You have read too many things on Facebook. You are waiting for Cinderella. And there's no Cinderella in your village. So you don't know why you are saying no to this lady. Then, time it happens that she moves, you move. Or she moved and you moved. Now, years after, she's married. Beautiful. You look at her and you are wondering what happened to you that you did, but you had the chance. I'm just telling somebody's story. Many of our parents have told us opportunities they missed. I said a lot of this for service. I've sat with many parents, even some parents or the people here, opportunities missed. Somebody said when they were selling a land for so-and-so amount, when he said he could afford 10 acres from his pocket. But look, there was a time that Lekki was a forest. It was a desert. Nobody would go there. One of the advantages of being led by the Spirit, I will show you things to come. Because when everybody can see it, the value would have gone. So this is why, in the wisdom of God, mortal men cannot see tomorrow. And because men cannot, except you are assisted by the Spirit, because men cannot see tomorrow, it impacts on decisions that we make. I gave an example for service. I mean, these people, when I went to the house, even the woman gave me an amount that I'd never received such. I was a young boy then. Well, we were hosting a program that time, and she almost bankrupted. And the young guy started told me, Pastor doesn't give us money, and that she won't help my mom. And he said, sincerely speaking, this sister, they were not from the same mom, but from the same father. He said, this my sister, her mom was the first wife. And my mom came in as second wife. When the father drove out, our mom said, my mom didn't treat her well. She saw a 10, 11-year-old girl. Little did she know that this lady would become a multi. He said, this woman can give my sister 100 million without my mother 100 million without blinking an eye. He said, but they don't see how about her. My mom maltreated. She wasted an opportunity to raise somebody without knowing. And I mentioned several examples. If we sit down with our parents and grandpa and many elderly people, you hear opportunities. And I told her, I was saying Antonia, and this woman was talking to me. I saw this in first service. That they moved out to Abuja when IBB just started Abuja. They wanted to make her a regional leader there of our ministry, head of the ministry. She fought it to a standstill. She called, begged powers that be to help her reverse decision. Finally, when she fought it enough, they left her in Lagos. They picked her assistant and told her to go to Abuja. Today, that one is a billionaire because of properties. She said, when I go to Abuja, I weep. I never thought. He said, it looked like death sentence when they posted me to Abuja. He said, they begged me with official car, begged me with a house that they would give to me, begged me with land. I rejected everything. Now he's going to Forest Abuja. As she was telling me these stories of regret. Now, for the people of the world, the story might end in the fact that I have missed this opportunity. I should have married this person. I should have done this. I should have done that. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Because of resurrection, in us, the story can never end in regret. So even though you have made a mistake, even though you have missed an opportunity, understand that God is a restorer. Can I hear a very loud amen?
Amen.
So that made David to pray in that Psalm 51. He said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He understood God as a restorer. And I mentioned that there were phases in David's life. When he wrote Psalm 23, that was the time that the joy of salvation was not taken away from him. He was a man of the Spirit that time, before he fell through the sin, he committed Bathsheba. But before then, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I should see a man bragging of God. I shall not want. It makes me lie down and grip us. It leads me beside the sword. It restores my soul. Things were fine then. But in chapter 51, he started by saying that, Lord, only against you have I sinned. Wash my sin. And he said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. I lost something, Lord. That thing that I lost. Now, when I'm in the valley of shadow of death, I'm afraid because I lost something. He said, but Lord, I know you to be a restorer. It can be restored. There is no crisis in family. When you see God as a restorer, restoration will come in. So that was the first point that we're dealing with. That we must see God as a restorer. So immediately, Mary went to Jesus. Mary and Martha, John chapter 11. And Jesus said, your brother will live again. That you don't understand. In us, it can never end. If there is a defeat in your life, they say, everything is appearing as if there are regrets. Just understand, that cannot be the final page of your life. Because as long as you are in Christ, there is another page. Hallelujah. Amen. There is always a page of restoration. It cannot end on the fact that my father missed an opportunity, so we are poor forever. Oh, I lost a relationship, so I cannot have a good marriage again. No, in God, there will be another opportunity. Hallelujah. That's all we stop for. We just do it on the. Are you getting? The moment Jesus came, and Mary wanted to say that, he said, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. A statement of regret. If you were here, we missed an opportunity of having you here when he was sick. Before, because by then, they had seen Jesus healing the sick, but they were not persuaded that he could raise the dead. So he said, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. In other words, well, he's dead now. It's too late for you to arrive, but God is never late. Jesus said, your brother will live again. Then Mary said, I know on the resurrection day. Jesus said, you don't understand. Resurrection is not an event, it's a person. I am the resurrection and the life. if anyone believes in me, though he be dead. And this is what I want to say, second part. That's what I want you to speak briefly on right now. The second point is that for some reasons, when the Lord restored the captive, why did Zion in the first place allow things to be captured? He said, I will restore to the year that Palmer worm. Why did Palmer worm eat in the first place? In other words, because of the fallen state of the world. Mistakes are inevitable. Some, you made them deliberately. You will need mercy. After repentance, restoration will come. Some, beyond you, because you were naive, because you were ignorant, you did not see the full picture, so you made a decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Malia Salamanda. Sometimes, I just like to stay by things it says to me in the place of prayer. I will really take my time to elaborate on this thing next week, but I just want to show you one thing that the Lord said to me. And I'm speaking to somebody under the sound of my voice. Say, listen, even if you think you mismarried, if you understand the principle of restoration, something will happen to that marriage. Remember the second point, there will be need for restoration in this world because it's not a perfect world. Yes. Naomi went out of town. She lost her husband, Elimelech, lost the first child, lost the second child. If you looked at Naomi, you would have asked a question. What possibly can that happen to that is called restoration? But you see, when she had Ruth and they go back to their town, when Ruth produced those mighty people, the people said, God has given you a daughter-in-law better than seven sons. Restoration. Remember, I told you one of the points. You can never tell how it will happen, but it will happen. As David was praying for the child that Bathsheba gave birth to out of adultery, that's why he said that even if you are, people don't know how much the Lord just only needs people to acknowledge that they are wrong, repent before him, and he will make all things right. He is the only one that can do it. You will not know how it will happen. But years will come and go. At the end of the day, you are going to say, Lord, thank you. Congratulations. So she sat beside me in a meeting yesterday, so that song blessed me again. She'll be here very soon. Are you with me? So, you can't tell how it will be. 1 Corinthians 15 says that God gives it a body as he wills. Talking about seed. You cannot tell which body resurrection will take place. One in this one, one in the body. It will surely take place. So, David, I will start next week on two things. Repentance and worship. And there is a way you can repent on behalf of your family. Not saying that, Lord, I will kill a person. No. A time that you acknowledge before God that you brought an opportunity we missed. There is a way I will lead guys to pray. If actually, and ladies, you were in school, this guy loved you. He served you. In fact, you made him buy, made pie, chocolates, perfume, 7th Avenue, 9th Avenue, and all the avenues. And you were collecting it. And then you smilingly said, you know, I thought you were friends. I thought we were friends. He asked you, I said, are you asking me out? And I told you, stop that nonsense. Who should ask you out? You want an enemy to ask you out? If you are 27 and the guy is 29, are you telling me it has never crossed your mind the possibility of him asking you out? So why the drama? Go join Hollywood now. Amen. You used him. He will pick you up. He will go. Then later you realize that you have just missed the most wonderful man. Years after you are not in a relationship, you are wondering. Now you are trying to check his profile. Maybe because he went out of town to another place. And on opening his Facebook page, you can see him pointing the ring. He just did his wedding. And there's a beautiful damsel beside him. And you close the page back. And now you are tossing to and fro your bed. You are angry, but you cannot say the reason why you are angry. It's a bad thing, but the story does not end there. Oh, thank God, thank God. Yabakuria, if the Lord restores the wasted year, that means no year of my life can be a waste. The Lord makes one move, and you will recover 10 wasted years in one day. Glory to God. I don't know how long Joseph was in the prison for. But when he became prime minister, he looked back. Prison will not make sense. It doesn't matter. Now, the Lord can collapse years for you. And that's what we are talking about. That's the power of restoration. But you cannot tell which form. As David was praying, to him, restoration meant this child must not die. But lo and behold, after 7 days of fasting or 3 days, and then he fasted, the child died. Even the others didn't want to tell him. But out of that ashes, Solomon came. I wonder if it's you. Thank you. I give myself away. So you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close. Give myself away. Abradikito sayamanda. Nobody has given me a signal that they are around, so you are making me not to know whether I should go on or stop. Is somebody following me? I'm going to lead us in a prayer and start praying in a while. Give myself away, so you. If you read 2 Chronicles 25 in the Bible, it is the story of a man, a king called Manasseh. If I make altar call, I was led to do that first service. I don't know if I will be led to. But I'm sensing the mood. If I do, and you understand, whatever I say, if it applies to you, take it as a day of your deliverance. If I ask you to come forward, do not hesitate for 1 minute. Manasseh was the son of Hezekiah the king. Can you give us 2 Chronicles 25? Manasseh was the only king that I know. Maybe there are others, so you might do a more in-depth study, that was captured in the Bible. Another king captured him and took him away. But then the king returned. No king will ever do that. The king told him to go back. They gave his crown back to him and set him back on his throne. That was restoration, an unusual restoration. Now, see what happened is this. If you start from around verse 7, Manasseh was the boy that Hezekiah gave back to when he requested for 15 more years. People have said that Isaiah should not have asked for 15 more years. So it's also in Isaiah 37, 38, and 9. But that wasn't the problem. Remember, God told Isaiah, put your house in order, you shall die. And he started crying, oh Lord, remember me now. And God told Isaiah, go and tell him that I've added 15 more years. Within those 15, he gave back to a boy called Manasseh. And interestingly, Manasseh by age 8 also happened to be the next king. All other kings in the Bible, they worship, they will close the temple and go and be worshiping outside. Manasseh didn't do that. He brought idol and set it up on the temple. If you read Hebrews 11, the Bible talks about men of faith. Some were tortured. The Bible says some were sawn asunder. That means they were divided into two by sword. That was how Prophet Isaiah died. Prophet Isaiah was killed by this stupid boy called Manasseh. Isaiah was the prophet of his father, Hezekiah. Isaiah was one that came to Hezekiah that put your house in order. Hezekiah died before Isaiah. Isaiah became the prophet of Manasseh, but Manasseh hated any word from God. Isaiah came to the palace one day, like he will come in time of Hezekiah, to give a word to Manasseh. Manasseh told God, get me 2 logs of wood, put Isaiah between and saw him into 2. That was how prophet Isaiah died. This boy. He said, no, I'm not going to worship idols outside. They're on their way, okay. He said, I'm going to put idol on the altar. And he forced Israel to worship. Then the Bible says God organized. A country came, they invaded him, and they captured, they put him in chain. I sense the anointing of God is here to set not only an individual, family free. Amen. Families. They bound this guy and they took him away. But the Bible says in his incarceration, as he was in the prison, Manasseh looked up to God. He must have heard it from his father or Isaiah that regardless of your evil, your situation, if you look up to God as a restorer, request for mercy, God does not turn it down. Are you aware that Adam never said he was sorry? The woman you gave me. That's why, listen to me, everybody. Those of you that anytime somebody confronts you what you have done wrong, you defend. And then do you know how many times from when we're in school that we have seen a guy sleeping with a lady? And they will call them for a meeting. He will deny. No. You will save your reputation before men, but you destroy your future by yourself. Because what the Lord in his wisdom, all the mighty people God used in the Bible, their errors were recorded. God did not hide Abraham's error, even though he was called a man after a friend of God. David was called a man after God's heart, and God recorded his slave Bathsheba. The Lord likes people that are honest, because when you tell the truth, people can laugh for one day. You have changed your future forever. But when you cover, he that covereth his sin, because you want to appear good before people. I know I didn't do it. I mean, I did not do it. No, I've not even seen that before. Fine. If there's no physical evidence, you get away. But I've told you before, I started preaching when I was in scripture, in secondary school. I have seen things in the body of Christ, even though I'm still a very young man. Every pastor that I know, that I've heard of, who denied when they fell into infidelity, they will be okay for a while. The reputation is safe for 1 year. Few years after that, they do something more terrible. Because they have not repented, they have only covered what they've done. And Jesus said, there's nothing covered that will not be exposed. I don't know if somebody is hearing what I'm saying. This guy got there, he looked up. I don't know the details of what he said to God. The same king that arrested him just came to the prison and he told the guards, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Free Manasseh. And they were wondering, what are you talking about? He said, free Manasseh. They freed him. There were two people that were freed in the Bible. There was another king called Evil Marauder. Yes, evil, as in evil. He was so evil that his name was Evil Marauder. He also captured the king from Israel. But in his own case, he freed the king. But the king was living with him in his country. He was giving him food on the table and giving him water, but he never allowed him to go back to his country. But this one freed Manasseh. So others were watching. Will he do what Evil Marauder did? Bring him in? Will he bring an Arabic? He just said no. Oh yeah, take that limo. Of course, the limo was, they were using all since then. That was their limo. Take this guy back to his country. And everybody was wondering, sir, we spend money, machineries, to go and conquer this guy. And you are telling him to go back. What about all the soldiers that died in the battle? He said, just leave me. Let him go back. And he got back. Then he said, no, no, no. Build his throne back for him and put his crown back on his head and leave him alone. Perfect restoration. Because in his wickedness, when he was captured, there's no angle you had today or nowhere. I know where your family might be. Somebody have made mistakes in the family, decisions. Sincerely, fathers are life givers. When fathers stray in the family, it has a way of affecting until somebody comes and he says, restore. Isaiah 42:22 says, nobody said restore. Plague, evil, defeat will continue in the family when somebody rises to say restore. I have invited everybody here this morning by the Spirit of God that we might say restore. And the Bible says, when God hears the voice of somebody, and the person that can say it is a person who believes that God is a restorer. When you say restore, the plague, the palmer worm, the canker worm, the head. So this guy went back to his country and he became king again. Even he showed people in Israel that with the wickedness of this boy, the story should be that they beheaded the guy. Lord, what about Isaiah that they killed? Lord, what about he did? Listen to me, everybody, under the sound of my voice. And this is where it gets very deep. I didn't plan to say what I'm about to say now. You've given money to a lady to do abortion. You have done abortion yourself as a lady. You've done all kinds. These things, they carry consequences truly. Only the blood stops. Yes. But there must be a time that you must acknowledge that you might remove yourself from chain reactions. There must be a time when you stand on behalf of your family and declare the fact that Jesus Christ already paid all the price. And because he has done that, there is bound to be restoration. You can lift up your voice. It's not about somebody saying, I can't start this from you. No, it's about you understanding what has happened on the cross and standing on it to make a declaration. Here, I want to stop. There was a king in the Bible. Maybe we start with that one next week. He hired machineries to help him fight. The machineries were, it was the king of Judah. You know, when Solomon died, his stupid son, Rehoboam,
The kingdom of God divided into two under him. 10 tribes, Israel. 2 tribes, Judah. So Judah and Israel became 2 nations. Judah, Israel. But they were still related somehow. And this king wanted to fight Edom or so. And he felt that he didn't have enough army. So he brought out dollars. And he gave Israel to come and help him. So Judah gave money to Israel to join them to fight Edom. And then the prophet said that, don't hire Israel. God is no more with Israel. God is angry with them right now. Then the king said, what about the money I have spent? You should have told me before spending. And God said, the prophet said, God is able to restore much more. While I was praying, from nowhere that scripture came to mind, I should tell somebody here. Now listen to me. You're on the wrong path. You're about to marry him. You have invested into relationship. But you know by the spirit and by your conscience that something's wrong with relationship. And you are wondering, if I come out now, you have invested into something. It can be a relationship, it can be a project. You know by your spirit that something is wrong with this thing. But why you don't want to let go is that a lot has gone into it. The Lord said, I should tell you, part of this message today is that if you back out, the Lord will restore much more. You don't say to God that the reason why you want to hold on is that you have invested so much. He said he will give you more than your investment back. Yes. The way it's appearing to me, maybe they've accepted the person in your family. Maybe you've even picked a wedding date. Maybe you've even done introduction. But you know inside that this marriage is like a cave. This is like a cave I'll be buried in. And you are thinking that if I change my mind, what will people say? Forget people. They will not be there in the house with you. And what will people, I've helped you many times to answer that question. What will people say? They will say you wanted to marry and you change your mind. And you know what? You are too big for everybody to talk about. So everybody's talking about it. Who are you that everybody's talking about? There's nobody on that that everybody will talk about. There's nobody that will die today that all of us will not eat dinner. Some around him will feel the pain. All of us can talk about, oh, so popular person died. But you see, the following morning, your predicament continues. I want to notice. Then if they talk about you for 1 week, the following week, they'll talk about something else. People are too busy to choose somebody for more than 1 week. So this thing that what will people say, destroy it from your life. Number one, too many people don't even know what you are doing. And they don't care to know. The few that know, after 1 week, they will leave you alone. What will people say if I do this? So, what will people say if I don't mind? What would they say? That's what they will say. She gave us IV, she changed her mind. You are not the first and you are not the last. I get what I'm saying. People are always afraid of people's opinion. A lady told me that was how the mom led her into. Imagine a woman crying like somebody that lost a child on the day of the wedding. The driver who didn't know there was driving the exotic at the wedding. The driver knocked the door of the hotel, came in, said, Madam, now what is the problem? I was telling you, say, Madam, should I drive you away if you don't want to marry? And the mom said that, what will people say? From day one, the guy beat. Use her to borrow. At 20, she had finished abroad. She had done master. She came here, got a job. The first car they gave her was brand new car. The guy wrecked the car. Use her to borrow to the point that they fired her in the financial institution where she was working. And the kind of reputation she got, she couldn't work. Said, Pastor, I can never work in any financial institution again because of what the recommendation they gave her, because of this naughty boy. And then on top of it, one year after the other, after destroying her life, she had courage when she was 29 to walk away from the marriage. She has shared the story publicly on radio before, the person I'm talking about. But the mom led to this. She said, I should be. Sew the clothes and wear it for Thanksgiving in HOD. You know, I'm from Yoruba. It's common among Yoruba. Kill out your man. So what will people say? Let them say anything they want to say. Oh, Lord Jesus. Manasseh prayed and it was restored. The Lord said to this king, the prophet said, whatever investment you have invested, if you send this people home now, God is able to give you much more. Don't look at how long you stay in that relationship if it's ungodly. Don't look at the level of investment. Don't look at a project that you started and God is telling that this is not of me. And you are like, if I knew 4 years ago, it might have been easy. But now, it's never too late. I end there.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, will be late, you are born again, you are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.